Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on KGOU. I'm Brian Hartzinski. Lawmakers have until the end of this month to complete their work, including the passing of a state budget. As KGOU's Kurt Courtney reports, the adjournment date might come sooner with the announcement of an agreement on how to spend the state's money.
The budget to pay for Oklahoma's government will be $7.1 billion for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, under an agreement between Governor Ray Falland and legislative leaders. For most state agencies, the amount of money they'll receive in the new budget year is the same as last. Fallon explained the largest increase in the budget is for public schools in Oklahoma.
Our budget includes an additional $91 million for education this year, for common education. It also includes $17 million in supplemental for the fiscal year 2013 for teachers' health benefits, as well as $74 million for FY 2014.
A statement from State Superintendent Janet Barisi said while she appreciates the priority lawmakers placed on public schools, the money is not enough to meet the needs of schools or the growing number of students. Speaking to reporters just before the release of the budget agreement yesterday, House Democratic leader Representative Scott Inman said the amount of school funding will mean a deeper fiscal hole for districts.
Under the current state of affairs, with nearly $100 million potentially lost in the intangible property tax situation, common education needed this year close to a minimum of $100 million just to stay level.
Under the budget plan, higher education receives $33 million, with career tech getting $3 million more. Governor Falland had pushed for more money to treat Oklahomans with addictions, and the new agreement meets her request.
Today's agreement includes $17.4 million for the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services to help us address the ever-increasing rise of prescription drug abuse in our state for prevention and for treatment.
While public safety is always included in the list of core state functions when discussing the budget, both the Department of Public Safety and Department of Corrections did not receive any additional funds. For the state's prison system, that snub comes after revelations that it was not upfront with the amount of money it had set aside in certain accounts. State Representative Scott Martin chairs the House Budget Committee.
Particularly in our caucus, we've had a lot of people who've been very interested in DOC, and while they are a critical function of state government, with the recent news that's been in the papers recently, they do have some revolving funds that are going to be looked at, I think, a little bit more diligently. And with that, we didn't feel like it would be prudent to go ahead and give them an increased appropriation right now.
Lack of more spending on public safety did not stop the House and Senate from providing $7 million additional dollars for its operations in the budget. Most of that money will go to renovate the office space in the state capitol opened up after Oklahoma's highest courts moved into their own building. State Senator Clark Jolly said the space needs work.
Rather than use money that should go to outside of the infrastructure, we're going ahead and we're showing that we're going to pay for the renovations to make that court space available. That'll be mainly the second floor court space that was vacated, as well as the third floor, the fifth floor, I believe part of the fourth floor, all will be renovated using those monies.
The budget plan must now be drafted into a bill approved by the Republican-controlled legislature and then sent to the governor. House Minority Leader Inman says despite the majority of GOP members, the fight isn't over. Overall, the new agreement increases spending by nearly $270 million over the current year's budget. For KGOU, I'm Kurt Courtney at the state capitol.